Good morning, everyone. Hopefully this is going to Audio Boom and Anchor. The Anchor recording upload might be a bit... Oh, I thought I'd knocked my tea over then. Might be a bit delayed because I have to get my laptop out to do that. Anyway, it's Saturday morning in the UK. And I'm having tea and a donut. It's a Sainsbury's donut and they're really nice. They are the best donuts as far as I'm concerned. It's a round, not a ring donut, a jam donut with raspberry jam. And Obi's just made me a cup of tea. And you've got tea, haven't you, darling?
Yeah.
And a donut. Have you got one or two?
One.
They come in a pack of five. And they're covered in sugar. And the cat you can hear is Candice. I think the clock stopped, hasn't it? I'll wind it up in a minute. I normally do it on a Friday. This is what we all teach our children. Nothing happens, there are no consequences of any actions. So you don't have any consequences. His father works 7 days a week. And if your father is smart... I haven't let the cats out yet. As I said the other day, they've got their own rooms. I've said many times. To be a smart man, if he wants to maintain... Where they stay at night, but... That's Candice, the daughter, who's crying for her mother, who is in the house somewhere, but we don't know where. Let me tell you, you're on 5 years probation. Next time, they're going to put you in... I'm seriously beginning to think these two can make themselves disappear. Obi calls them the evils. And Chantel, who's in the house somewhere, is the lesser of the two evils. But last night... I knew she was in the house somewhere. Which is a year. First you do a year, then you do 5 years probation. Then you say, this is what it tastes like. Because when I was in bed, you want to take somebody else's property and hurt them? Pinky came flying upstairs, ran into a cupboard, hissing and growling, and all that. And there was always banging, all this banging and crashing. So I knew Chantel was in the house. Obi was out for the evening. When he got home, she got up on top of his wardrobe and he tried to chase around to get her in, but she disappeared. And we haven't heard sight nor sound of her since. Now, we were just sitting here a little while ago, and as some of you know, I've got my grandfather clock. And all of a sudden, it kind of went bang, like someone had walked into it. And the components inside it jangle. Sometimes when I misjudge where I'm walking, I accidentally hit my arm on it or bump into it and make that happen. But I was sitting here. He was sitting over there. Tooth was on the back of the chair where I am, the seat where I am. And Niles, where's Niles? He's in his bed on the floor. He's over there anyway. Pinky's upstairs. The other cats are in the room.
You don't?
No. Obi looked up. Because I thought Chantel might be on the top of the clock. Because it's about 6'6" high. He's not there. So we don't know what did that. Is she on top of the fridge? We don't know where she is. Start your 14-day free trial and stream over 1,000 movies on demand. Excuse me eating on here, I won't make a habit of it. As well as all your favourites. All have the width of a contract. What did you think of your donut? There's a movie for
everyone. Start your why did you buy another donut?
Yesterday. They're not stale.
No, they're alright.
Yesterday afternoon. they're still very nice. Oh, that was so nice. Right, I'm going to wind the clock up in a minute, but I think we ought to look for Chantel.
It only takes a second for an everyday item to become dangerous. Always keep liquid taps away from children. Keep them up, keep them closed, keep them safe.
Never seen that advert before, have you? Excuse me. Those liquid tabs, you really want to, I really feel like I want to burst them, and that's what children would do. I must be still so much of a child. I've never done it, because I think the stuff inside's quite strong. Do you remember when you got it on your hands that time, and it made the skin come off? Yeah. Do you remember when we washed our, we got a big king-size quilt, and we washed it, and we put it on the line, but because it was too big for the washing machine, it hadn't rinsed all the stuff out properly. Do you remember there was all purple stuff over it and you got it and has it peeled the skin off? It's very strong. Right, that's my tea and donut concluded. I've got dialysis this afternoon. Hey ho, happy days. Right, let me wind up my clock. I meant to do it last night because I used to do it on Friday. I used to do it on Sundays, but for some reason I did it on Friday and I forgot. Now, when I remembered, I was in bed and I could not be bothered to come down and do it. But I don't know whether it stopped because of that or because something hit into it just now. Right, let's see, I don't know what the time is. What time is it, darling? I think it... What time? I actually think it stopped when that bang went on it, whatever happened. Because it's saying 9:45. So it's 10:32, so I'm going to put it a bit fast. Right, now I've moved the hands to 10:32.
It's a beautiful house.
Oh, the hands. I nearly knocked my phone on the floor then. It's balancing on the side of the clock, but it's too wide for it. Now all the chains are very short. That means I've got to pull on them to lift the weights up. So here we go, number one. There's three of them. Number two. Oh, that one's got a knot in it. How did that happen? Let's see if I can undo that. It's only at right at the end. I've undone it right. Oh, dear. Something's gone wrong with that. Oh, dear. Something's gone wrong with the weights. The weights come off, I think. There's no weight on the bottom. Oh, sha-sha-sha-sha-sha. That's what we heard, I think. Was the weight falling off? I think so. I went to pull the chain then, and there was nothing to pull. Now I've got to try and fix it back on. These weights are really heavy. How does it even go back on? I'll have to look at the others, because I've never... Maybe they're meant to have that knot in them. Oh, I know, it's got a little... Oh, dear, I think it might... There should be a little loop on there. No. I have put these back on before. But I'm not seeing how it goes. Right. It's meant to. And what an annoying nuisance. Two of the weights have come off. How did that happen? I don't know which... I think it goes on like this. How on earth did that happen? It wasn't that big a bang. Oh, this is turning into a nightmare. some of the weight's come off. Right, mind out the way, Louv, because you don't know how to put weights back on, do you? The ends of the chains aren't looking right to put the weights back on, like the one that's on.
Mrs. Tronquist said that the computer was his, television was his, PlayStation was his, and he's counterclaiming because he says that he sold a snake that is not going to...
I can't work it out. Darling, can you work it out?
Look at what?
How these fit back on. Oh, look, that one. Look, that one. This one goes on here like this. But...
Hang on, let me see what goes wrong with that one.
But there's not a hole in that one.
That's that one done.
That one's done, but the other one's not got a hole in it, has it? It's not staying on either.
How many ones have you got there?
There should be three. There should be another one in the bottom of the thing.
No, it's not. Flip that, put that one back, yeah?
I'm just putting it in.
Yeah, no, that's the toddler one up there.
Oh, okay, that's what it is then. Oh, sorry, only one had come off. That's me being stupid. I've got all this. Ah, this is a disaster. Okay, that's it. Right, the one with... Yeah, I'll get it now. I'd already pulled one up, of course. Right, that one's back on now. Let's see if we can get this show on the road. Yeah, I wonder what made that one fall off, though. That's really strange. Oh, 4 o'clock. Now, I have to make sure all the chains aren't tangled now. Make sure the thing that chooses the chime isn't caught, which it was. And I've got to set the pendulum swinging.
Said it was our money. You understand where I'm going?
Mm-hmm. I've got to choose the chime. The washer and dryer was purchased with whose money? No, that's what I don't want, that one. You'll see what that is. I forget which position is which. I've got three chimes. There's Westminster, St Michael's, which that was, and Whittington, which is, I usually have Whittington or Westminster. So I'm going to pause this and I'll come back and let you hear which chime happened. Well, folks, I didn't come back to this yesterday for one reason and another, and my clock is on the St Michael's chime at the moment, which is my least favourite, but I will try and change it later. It's been a bit temperamental. It's Sunday afternoon now, but this is going to be my Saturday post because it was recorded on Saturday, the majority of it. I've just been listening to your post, Gwently, and I love your whistling kettle. I used to have one. In fact, I've had two over the years. One was just an old-fashioned type that you put on a hob. And I had that about 10 or 15 years ago, but I couldn't use it very often because it was very hard to pour because of the spout, the shape of the spout and the position of it. So it wasn't very practical for a blind person. The second one I had was an electric one that whistled like yours. I think yours is an electric one. And it came to an untimely end. I think I've talked about this on here before because Ronan thought he was cleaning it and it was cordless and he didn't realise when he was about, well, old enough that he should have realised, he was about 12, that you don't dunk a cordless kettle in the sink in a bowl of water. And when I put it on, it fused the whole house. So I left it to dry for 3 days, and when I put it back on, it did the same again. So I put it in the bin. It came to an untimely end, and it wasn't cheap either. Anyway, I hope you do come over to Anchor. I'm still trying to work it out. I'm going to post this on there at some point later on. I was meant to do it yesterday and to post Audio Boom. But I'm trying to multi-post at the moment until Audio Boom runs out. As to downloading posts, Now, what does she call herself on here? Is it Pat Zed? Sent me a message about using the RSS feed from the Audio Boom website on the phone, and I did try and use it, but I couldn't get it to work, but she did, and it downloaded the most recent 400 posts. However, my most recent 298 or something, I don't need, because I've already got them, because I did them in the, I'm recording them in voice memos. So I need to sort that out at some point. I'll have to delete a load of my older Boom posts, I think. And then get the next lot to download. I haven't tried it again yet, but thank you, Pat, for that. And I have responded personally. As for Anchor, I'm not sure. I've got a podcast. It's called Come Rain or Shine. Apparently it's on iTunes, Google Plus and all these places, things I don't use. And I've had a few listeners, because you get a daily digest on Anchor. It tells you how many listens you had, how many listens were on your podcast. And also, you can look on the app and you see actually who's listened to your stuff, which is quite cool. And it tells you your most avid fan. And she's actually an Audio Boom listener, but I can't remember her name because I don't think she's posted on her recently. Her name's Kathy. So if you're listening, hello. I really like Anchor, but there's some things I don't understand about it. And one of them is it says that I've got a 24-hour station. All my posts will be deleted after 24 hours. But to make it into an episode station, I don't know how to do that. I know how to make individual posts into episodes, but I don't know how to make the station into an episode. So if anyone knows that, maybe they can tell me. I do like the features that you can comment. You can also call in. You only get a minute, but I mean, you can do as many call-ins as you like and put a verbal comment. It is a bit clunky and it takes a little bit getting used to, and I don't like change either, but it is growing on me. The only thing I don't like so far is that you can't see who other people are who have favourited. So you just have to search, either look through, they give you suggestions, different categories of things that you can look through. Mine, I don't know if mine's on there, but I put mine under social and cultural or something like that. Anyway, I hope to see you over there and lots more people. I followed a few more people that have posted on here saying they're moving over to them there. RJ Net is one of them. But when I looked for his post, him on the Anchor app under Bearing Away, it came up with nothing. So I had to put in his name, Robert Johnson, and then I managed to follow him. Fee Dunn, I followed. Paul Omani. I wonder if All One Word's on there. I'll have to look for him. Turbo Stream. I actually found him under Turbo Stream, not his name, because I didn't know what his name. I know he's Adrian, but I couldn't remember what his name. Loads of Adrians came up, and I didn't know which one was him, so I managed to find him under Turbo Stream. Purple Capes, why don't you get on there? And Pat. And I haven't looked for JN2N yet. I will look for you. Yeah, anyway, I quite like it. I haven't been on it much today, but excuse me, I hope he's watching Friends. It's a very annoying programme if you ask me, but he likes it. And it's audio described, which is even more annoying because I don't want to hear what these idiots are doing. Anyway, I will love you and leave you for now, and I'll speak to you again. Well, I've got to do today's post, so I will speak to you later. Or you'll have something, it might be the sound of rain. It's 4:30 p.m.